USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The FDA has approved a vaccine that is given to pregnant women in order to protect newborn babies from RSV.
Abrysvo, a single-dose shot, would be given to expectant mothers late in their pregnancy and trigger the development of antibodies that are passed to the fetus. It would then provide protection for about the first 6 months of the baby's life. RSV, a respiratory infection that causes cold-like symptoms, is common in young children. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden says the people of Maui will have everything they need to recover after the deadly wildfires. While touring the town of Lahaina Monday, he met with families of victims and thanked first responders. Officials say 850 people still missing as search and rescue efforts continue, and 114 people have been confirmed dead. Former President Donald Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta on Thursday to surrender in his Georgia election interference case. He noted on Truth Social that he'll be arrested by Fani Willis, who he referred to as radical left district attorney, Trump was charged last week with racketeering in connection to alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. The central U.S. is entering a potentially brutal heat wave as temperatures are forecast to soar. The mercury could reach north of 100 degrees for the rest of the week from the Midwest to the Gulf Coast. Heat warnings and advisories are in place across 18 states from Louisiana to Minnesota. Cleanup efforts continue in Southern California after Tropical Storm Hillary. In L.A., hundreds of trees downed in that storm Sunday and early Monday remain on the ground and need to be cleared. This is USA News.
Thinking of sharing a hotel room with your dog this summer? Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Teller, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with some tips. Before you book your stay, check if your dog is allowed and get an understanding about any other restrictions they may have on pets. Think about your dog's personality and health before bringing them. Sometimes boarding might be less stressful for Fido than a road trip and hotel stay. Make sure your dog is healthy and up to date on vaccinations. Pack a travel kit for your pooch with food, water, medications, leash, and more. Try to keep to your normal routine as much as possible when it comes to things like meals and walks. Consistency goes a long way. And keep pet etiquette in mind. Keep your dog on a leash in public places and don't leave them alone in the room for a long stretch. If left alone, puzzle feeders or long-lasting treats can help. There's more valuable pet information at avma.org.
Hollywood studio Lionsgate bringing back a mask mandate for its Santa Monica office. That move comes in response to a new wave of employees catching COVID. The studio also wants people to self-screen before coming in. The CDC saying COVID hospital admissions are up 14% across the country this week as a new variant has become dominant. A private Atlanta college also reinstating face mask requirements for 2 weeks. Leaders at Morris Brown say they're taking precautionary measures due to rising COVID cases. The school's president tells the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that no cases have been identified, though, on their campus specifically. This morning's SpaceX launch from California's Central Coast, a success. Daniel Martindale reports.
The Falcon 9 rocket lifted off from Vandenberg Space Force Base at 2:37 a.m. It took 21 Starlink internet satellites into low Earth orbit. The launch was initially scheduled for last Thursday, but was delayed several times due to hurricane and later tropical storm Hillary. There was concern about the storm making for rough seas when the first stage rocket booster landed on a drone ship in the Pacific Ocean. That first stage has now flown in 15 missions.
The American Academy of Pediatrics calling for a ban on corporal punishment in all schools. Striking or spanking children is legal in public schools in 18 states, mostly in the South. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders. NAPA!